Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to this Cowboy State Politics News Update. Of course, this is your illustrious correspondent, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. On Thursday, District Judge Darcy Phillips appointed Holly Jennings to fill the vacancy on the Sheridan County Commission. This has been kind of a, you might say, controversial process. To heck with that. It's actually been a dumpster fire. As per Wyoming statute, when Alan Thompson vacated his seat on the Sheridan County Commission, it was up to the Republican Party to choose three candidates for the county commissioners to select a replacement from. The county commission then said,
"Need some decorum in here, please. While I appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat, it does not automatically mean they're qualified."
Maybe Christy Haswell ought to review the definition of qualified in Wyoming statute. That was deftly explained by Judge Darcy Phillips in her first order, saying that she was going to choose a replacement from the three candidates that were provided by the Republican Party. Because, of course, the word qualified in Wyoming statute means that you can legally hold that office. That's all that it means. Now, before we go any further, I did contact all four of the Sheridan County commissioners and asked for comment on that and any subsequent stories. However, none of them have really responded. Christy Haswell, Chairman Haswell, said that I could refer to what she told Sheridan Media. Yeah, as if I'm really going to do that. Clearly, unbeknownst to Chairwoman Haswell, a response like that typically has the result of making me pay closer attention to what they are doing. Congratulations, Christy. I really do look forward to all of the fascinating episodes that are going to happen on this program, specifically detailing exactly what it is that the Sheridan County Commissioners are doing. It's absolutely going to be great. But I digress. So I thought it might be a good idea to get the new Sheridan County Commissioner, Holly Jennings, into the studio for an interview. It's brief, but really all I wanted was her reaction. Here it is. At last we spoke, Holly Jennings had just been rejected by the Sheridan County Commissioners. She had applied for a vacancy that was created by Alan Thompson when he took another job with the Wyoming Sheriff's Association. Excuse me, Sheriff's and Chief of Police Association. So joining me in the studio is Holly Jennings. Now she's a county commissioner. Welcome to the program, Holly, or welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
So, all right, first reaction, Judge Phillips chose you to fill the vacant seat. Talk to me.
You know, I'm incredibly honored that Judge Phillips chose me for the position. Both of the other candidates were excellent candidates, but I'm really excited to get the opportunity to represent the people of Sheridan County as their commissioner.
I assume that once you got the position that you were just inundated with a flood of emails. Is that how it happened?
Emails, phone calls, Facebook messages, all of them.
Going in, now that you're going to be the county commissioner, what would you say are your top priorities?
You know, my top priorities really have to do with making sure that I am available always to the citizens, that they know that I'm listening to them, that they see I'm as transparent as I possibly can. I want to be a commissioner that gets as much information as I can about every topic so that I can make judicious decisions that really, like I said, represent Sheridan County.
A lot of what I've seen attending public meetings, Johnson County, the Capitol, you know, Sheridan County, it seems to me that there's a lot of decisions that are made that are kind of spur of the moment, that an issue comes up, usually it's related to money, and the reaction is, well, yeah, you know, that's a good cause. Let's go ahead and give it some money. I mean, is that your impression, or do you think people are more thoughtful about it?
That's a good question. I think there are a lot of moving parts to everything that comes before each of the Board of County Commissioners, the City Council, School Board, all of them. And so without having been the one to make those decisions, I don't want to go too far into that, but I think there are definitely places where we need to take a little bit longer to look at what we're spending and how we're spending and why we're spending. And I do want to say kudos to the county administrator, because I just found out that he is going to be placing all of the packet information that the county commissioners will now be available on the website before the meeting. And they're also working on recording the meetings, which were two big things that I was concerned about. And so I'm really happy to hear that they're going to be doing those things.
Well, that's super important. Yep. Because there are not that many people that can attend a county commissioner's meeting because they happen in the middle of the week.
9 a.m. in the morning.
In the morning, right? So to go, you have to take off work, and just most people cannot do that. And so they have no idea what's happening at the county commissioners. Listen to this. In Johnson County, they don't record either the city council or the county commissioner's meeting. The only thing you get is a couple of sound bites, and they're like 20 seconds long from shared media, and that's it. I mean, people, it's so important that people know what their elected officials are doing.
Well, and you know, I'd actually love to see county commissioner meetings moved to the evening. Now, statutorily, they do have to be on Tuesdays, so that's not something that can change. But I'd love to see them move to the evening so more people could attend. Outside of that, moving to having them recorded is a really, really good step towards increasing transparency.
Absolutely. So, do you have any idea what you're going to be voting on Tuesday? Because I'm assuming they're going to swear you in.
Yeah, I did hear just this afternoon that I'll be sworn in Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning. And then I know I'll be voting on some budget funding for Goose Creek Transit, which is Hub on Smith. Looks like an application for BLM amended right of way, and a letter from Sheridan Community Land Trust hometown grant proposal. So there'll be several things to look at and make decisions on.
So this is kind of a rare opportunity. You know, it's not very often that we have vacancies on any board. I mean, it does happen. Tell me about the flood of emails that came in. I mean, were they mostly from the current county commissioners or the administrator or?
So I got most of my emails have been from citizens who are just congratulations. I got a lot of them. I got an email from the county administrator, Cameron Duff, with the packet information, which I appreciate. And then I got texts congratulating me from Chairman Haswell, Commissioner Siddle, and Commissioner Wright. Just congratulating me, and I appreciate that. And got a lot of phone calls. I would like to say I got a personal congratulations from our U.S. Representative.
That's pretty awesome.
Which was pretty exciting, yep.
Yep, I just talked to Harriet this morning, and she didn't tell me that she called you.
She didn't call me. She texted me.
Okay. But well, with Harriet,
either way,
that's sometimes
she is kind of busy.
All right. So you got a meeting on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Have you given any thought to how you're going to approach different votes?
I have. The most important thing to me right now is gathering even more information about each of these decisions. You know, I got some information on each of them, but I certainly believe that there is more that I could get, and that would help me make a more thorough decision.
I know that time is kind of precious right about now, and I just wanted to get your reaction to being appointed to this vacancy on the county commission. Thank you for your time, Holly, and make sure you keep me updated with what's going on.
I certainly will, and I appreciate you allowing me to come in and speak with you. It's gonna be an exciting year and a half until the election, and my hopes are just to get in there, do the hard work, and represent the people of Sheridan County.
That'll do it for today's news update. Make sure that you turn into Saturday's show, Weekend Update. I've got audio from the Natrona County Republican Party's Never Gonna Be a Debate that was held last night, Thursday. So we'll do that tomorrow on Weekend Update. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboys State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.